Did you see my garden? There are beans.
Yeah, that's my garden. I want to plant this area potato, in the left side onions, and my daughter likes flowers.
I took the seeds from Rwanda.
Lenga lenga.
I only want to get some vegetables and talk to other people. I like it that it's multicultural. I like that.
It looks like spinach.
Strawberries. I've got them from a friend.
I want to make this okay, but I don't know how. I hope I get a little bit help.
20 plots, 15 cultures, one garden. This summer, tune into Eurovox to hear how an international community grows together. The Garden Project.
Last week, we met Rwandan Jean Bosco. Both he and Kateri Yoakum were delighted with the progress of his beans. But during a check of the plot, he also revealed his sad past.
What happened is a genocide.
Did you think about bringing your parents here?
I saw that my parents are dead after 6 months. It is a big difference when you expect to go home to see your sisters, your brothers, your old friends, and you feel that all this population don't exist anymore. It is really, really hard to feel it.
This week on The Garden Project, we'll meet gardener and teacher Monica Rosenthal. Having worked her whole life outdoors, she's certainly no stranger to hard work and sunshine, something that's finally returned to the International Garden in Bonn. Now Monica has a chance to get outside in the garden and check on the progress of her plants.
My name is Monica Rosenthal, and I'm born here in Bonn, and I live in Bonn. I live with my son. He's 10 years old. His name is Finn. I work for a little foundation. It's called Zentrum für Umwelterziehung Bonn-Rhein-Sieg. And every year we make such activities for the children. It's here a place in the wood. And we want that they play in the wood and know something about the nature. And that they love to play here in the wood.
I'm Julian, I'm 12 years old. I'm living here in Bonn. It's cool here, more than in my room. And I think that, of course, this is healthy and makes fun. And it's not so good when you sit in a room and you don't know what you should do.
When I was young, every time we went out in the wood, my brother and me, every day we were in the wood and we climbed on the trees and played, and my mother went with me in the wood, so I'm used to it my whole life. I need it. And when I'm in my garden and I put my hands in the ground, I can release my stress. Sometimes I think, oh, I work, I earn money, and I'm not stressed. It's beautiful. And I'm very lucky. It's very, very clean water. It's the best quality you have. Sometimes we see people from this village. They come here with a container to take the water at home to drink it. Because this foundation, we made courses in the Grüne Spielstadt, and so I heard about this project, International Garden. And I was very lucky when they told me, okay, from every country you want to have people, and so you are one of the German people. But I don't want to have a garden for my own. In Germany, it's called Schrebergarten. It's mine. These are my plants. I plant trees or bushes, so nobody can see me. And it's boring. I want to have contact with people. It's not important from which nation you come, which language they speak. I think all people love this work and love the nature, so we have something to speak about or to do together.
Whoa.